Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
There are now just 24 days left until Election Day, and political analysts say Donald Trump's path to the presidency is narrowing as Hillary Clinton strengthens her lead in key swing states. As for control of the Senate, it's anybody's guess at this point, and it'll come down to Senate races in states like New Hampshire, where Republican Senator Kelly Ayotte is facing a tough challenge from Democratic Governor Maggie Hassan. Anthony Brooks of Here and Now contributor WBUR has our story.
Earlier this week, Democrat Maggie Hassan brought her campaign for the U.S. Senate to the W.H. Bagshaw factory in Nashua, New Hampshire, the oldest pin manufacturer in the country.
Now, as you've heard and know, I'm running for the United States Senate for a couple of reasons.
One is it looked and sounded like a normal political campaign as Hassan toured the factory, shook hands, and spoke to workers. But like many political contests this fall, this hasn't been a normal campaign because of the long shadow cast by Donald Trump.
I'd look her right in that fat, ugly face.
I moved on her like a... I just start kissing them. It's like a magnet. You just kiss. I don't even wait. And when you're a star, they let you do it.
This is part of a new online ad from the Hassan campaign seeking to link her Republican opponent, Senator Kelly Ayotte, to Trump. Trump poses a challenge for many Republicans across the country. For most of her campaign, Ayotte has said, somewhat awkwardly, that she'd vote for Trump, but not endorse him. Then, at a debate last week, she was asked if she'd tell a child that Trump is a role model.
Well, I think that certainly there are many role models that we have, and I believe he's can serve as president, and so absolutely, I would do that.
After the debate, Ayotte said she misspoke and that neither Donald Trump nor Hillary Clinton are role models. But when the 11-year-old recording of Trump bragging about kissing, groping, and assaulting women surfaced last weekend, Ayotte finally dumped Trump.
I cannot vote for Donald Trump based on what he has said and done and the actions he talked about in those tapes. And I want my daughter to know that. That is more important to me than winning any election.
Ayotte says she will write in the Republican VP candidate, Mike Pence, for president, and suggested that her decision not to vote for Trump is based on principle. But in Nashua this week, her opponent, Maggie Hassan, disagreed.
What I would ask her is, why now? And I think the answer is very clear, that this is a political calculation on her part. She's trying to walk back her support because she understands it could cost her politically.
It might well have cost Ayotte politically to go on supporting Trump, but it could also cost her to drop him.
Well, I think it was a grave tactical error on Senator Ayotte's part.
This is Lou Gargiulo, a businessman from Exeter, New Hampshire, and a county chairman for the Trump campaign. Gargiulo says now he has real reservations about voting for Ayotte, and he says she risks losing lots of Trump supporters like him.
One only has to look at social media to see that she's taken a lot of negative incoming from Trump supporters and others who think at this late date to come out with such a statement was not in her best interest or the best interest of the Republican Party.
And here's why Gargiulo says what Trump said on those tapes should not disqualify him.
Plenty of people say things in a crude manner privately, a private conversation. I'm not overly troubled by it. Should it not have been said? Absolutely. But is that the reason to vote or not to vote for him? I don't view it as a litmus test.
But many Republicans disagree with that and are abandoning Trump, from U.S. House Speaker Paul Ryan to Kelly Ayotte to New Hampshire GOP Chairman Jennifer Horn, who's telling party members to vote their conscience, even if it means not supporting Trump. But in a close race, in a state where Democrats outnumber Republicans, Ayotte needs all the Trump supporters she can get. A new poll from WBUR out today has her tied with Maggie Hassan. Here's Fergus Cullen, the former chairman of the New Hampshire Republican Party.
So the math works out that if she loses 1 out of 10 Trump voters who decline to vote for her, that ends up to be 3 or 4 points of a general election audience, and she clearly doesn't have 3 or 4 points to spare.
Cullen has never supported Trump, but he supports Ayotte and says she was caught in a difficult political position between Trump supporters and more moderate independents.
Kelly Ayotte was never supporting Trump. She never appeared with him at any events. Many times she has spoken out against him. And I think her position was actually politically courageous.
But now, Cullen says Ayotte is at risk of being dragged down with the wreckage of the Trump campaign, along with lots of other Republicans across the country. For Here and Now, I'm Anthony Brooks.